Everybody, this is your girl Lady Boss coming at you today with Real Talk. My show has been moved to 1 o'clock today, but originally it will be Wednesdays 3 p.m. So get ready for that. I've got four segments for you today. We're going to kick it off with the hottest trends, leading into a sexuality segment. Then after that, we'll be talking a little bit about relationships. And after that, I have a little sports update for you. Just a heads up, this is my first radio broadcast ever, so bear with me. Let's kick it off with the happening trends right now. First up, there's a new trend out there. It's a dance called the Yike. Okay, this is a viral dance that started on Facebook. It's basically having sex on the dance floor with clothes on. It's pretty much like freaking, and it's usually done to the dance Red Nose by Gemini. I don't know what a red nose is. Don't ask me. The person leading usually just holds the hips of the other person controlling their movement, just basically pulling them into their junk and grinding. You can look that up on YouTube as Yike. That's Y-I-K-E. And that's the hottest dance move for today. If you're at the club, try it out. See what's up. Also up and trending right now are the new vape pens. These are a portable hookah. They're the size of a pen, just a little bit thicker. You basically screw off the cap and pour in your oil, whatever flavor you want. And they come in hundreds of different flavors, from grandma's cookies to Red Bull to just the plain watermelon, strawberry, all the regular things. You can choose whether to put nicotine or not in them, or how much nicotine you want in them. And they also come in all different designs and colors. They have rhinestones and pink, and they actually have their own Instagram page for selling them. And they're just new designs and studded, and they're really pretty and cute and more for the girls. Anyway, you basically just press the button and a coil heats up inside of it and turns the oil into a vapor. So you're basically inhaling a flavored vapor. They were originally used to quit smoking, but now kids are picking them up just for the hell of it, for fun. And they're just using them as a toy, basically. They're pretty fun, though. They taste good, and they're pretty nice to have on you if you do need that nicotine fix. So other trends for today include the ever-so-popular social media app, Vine. This is an app where you post 6-second videos of basically anything you want. You follow your friends, they follow you, you can see each other's videos. You can even just follow random people. There's Vine-famous people, that's what they call it, and they're the people who just make popular videos of things people like to watch, and they go from comedy to new music to really great sports plays, sports clips, and tramp wall stunts. Those are my favorite. It's basically these guys jumping off of walls onto trampolines, back over the walls, doing all these sorts of flips and crazy stuff. It's really cool to watch. You might have heard the phrase, "Ooh, kill him. Ooh, kill him," being said around you. If you didn't know, that's from a chubby little black boy dancing while his cousins chant him on. That's a pretty Vine famous video. It's hilarious. I recommend you guys look that one up too. You could probably find that on YouTube, just looking up "Ooh, kill him Vine." That'll probably pop right up as the first. Other trends for today. All right, this one is complete stupidity, in my opinion. It's called phone booking. It happens when a party foul goes down, okay? A party foul is something socially unacceptable done in a social gathering or party. Examples of these would be knocking a beer out of someone's hand or breaking a bottle, throwing up, and on and on. Anyway, phone booking is when someone, it's always a dude that they call out. And when that happens, a phone book is pulled out. It's usually not very thin either. It's used to smack the offender across the face. And they usually just stand there and take it just because they dropped a bottle or had a little party foul. And it's pretty ridiculous, but it's funny at the same time. It's usually a female doing the smacking because that's just me. And I have seen it done by a male, actually, and that was just plain ridiculous. It was cruel. Anyway, we won't name which team is the biggest offender of this, but I think we all know. Anyway, more trends for today. Breaking Bad, the TV series. This is a show about a chemistry high school chemistry teacher who finds out he has cancer. He is having a newborn baby. His son has disability. So he needs some extra cash and he decides to start cooking and selling meth. It's an awesome show. It's one of my favorites right now. The sixth and final season just wrapped up. I'm not caught up because only up to season 5 is on Netflix. So I recommend you guys go check that out if you have Netflix. That's a great show to watch. But yeah, he basically joins up with his partner, Jesse Pinkman, a former student of his, and it follows them through their adventures and all the things they get into and the crazy things you would never imagine that happen in the industry. So you guys should check that out. As for technology, the iPhone 5S and 5C have come out. These are pretty ridiculous investments. I would not recommend going for these. I really think the iPhone is no different than the 5. It just came out with a brighter color and a cheaper plastic. So there's really no point in seeing that. But if you did it or if you want to do it, go for it. All power to you. Whatever floats your boat. Along with the iPhone, the iOS 7 has come out. The iOS 7 is a update for the iPhones. And it's basically just more vibrant and brighter and more bubbly, and there's only little certain things that have changed throughout from the last one, and it's really just there's a actual home screen control center that you can pull up from the bottom. That's actually really nice. It has your calculator, your flashlight, your alarm, the music setting, so that's all right just a flick up if you've updated it, and that's really nice. That's pretty much the only thing new about it, though, that I see that I actually like. The camera's a little bit different and other things like that, but not much else. That's it for technology. As for fashion, the hipster look is still trending. Girls are wearing as little and loose clothing as possible, but with lots of layers. So you're going to see lots of girls wearing half shirts with skinny straps and then multiple jackets and the beanies and the boots. Those are really in right now. And as for guys, they're also wearing the hipster look. They're going the 5-panel hats with button-up shirts, lots of patterns, matching colors, and a lot of Hawaiian and just flowery, bright, and obnoxious kind of. So you can look for that. New video game, Grand Theft Auto 5, was just released. This is a video game that you go around picking up hookers, driving, stealing cars, messing with cops. So supposedly it's pretty fun. I'm not a big gamer. I've never been. I'm more into the sports. So I don't know much about it. I haven't played it yet, but I hear it's awesome. The graphics are much better than the last one, and it's just a lot more fun. And I know a lot of my guy friends are really into this game right now. So you guys can check that one out too. As for our last trend, we have music. Trap is making a huge comeback. This is a mixture of hip-hop, electronic, if you don't know. It's actually my favorite kind of music right now. I'm really into it. It's playing at all the clubs, all the raves, pretty much anywhere you're going in a public setting, there's going to be a trap song played. I will play that for you after our during our break, but a little bit more about this music. Miley Cyrus just came out with her trap remix of 23. Even after her VMA performance, she's still hot. She's still on the charts. Like, I mean, we all give her crap for it, but you know what? It's making her money. It's putting her out there. She's getting the recognition that she wants, and that's all she can really ask for. No matter which way she's doing it, she's getting it done. One thing I think is pretty messed up. Justin Bieber just came out with his new song, Lolly. Okay. I think it's pretty mean that Miley gets all the negative publicity for being, she's supposed to be America's sweetheart. Oh, my daughter looked up to her. She was the good girl, and now she's gone bad, and she's setting a bad example for my daughter, and la la la. Okay, what about Justin Bieber? Everybody loved Justin Bieber. All the little girls love Justin Bieber. His new song, Lolly, is about how all the girls want his D. What's up with that? Why isn't he getting a negative publicity? I think it's because he's a male. I feel like it's kind of sexist. I don't know. That's my opinion. I think they need to lay off of Miley a little bit, because Miley is an awesome performer. Well, maybe not performer at the VMAs, but she does make very good music. And whether it's looked down upon or not, she's still an amazing, amazing singer. Anyway, that's it for trends. When we get back, we'll be talking about sexuality. This is Lady Boss, and you're listening to radio.dominican.edu.
Just touch me till I can get my
This is Lady Boss, and you're listening to Real Talk. We just got done with Trends, like I talked about. That was a little trap remix by Benny Benassi called Satisfaction. If you like that, you can look it up, download that. It's a great song. We're about to move on to sexuality. Let's see. Every week, I'm going to be taking a specific sexuality to talk about, and as for this week, I'm going to start us off with bisexuality. So, being bisexual myself, I get asked all the time, so do you prefer girls or guys more? No. Being bisexual doesn't have a meter. I'm currently dating a female, but that in no way means my attraction toward males has decreased or my attraction towards females has increased. Another frequent question I get asked a lot is, whose sex is better? Okay, first of all, just because I'm open about my sexuality does not mean you should ask about my sex life, people. You wouldn't go around asking straight people that you just met how they like their sex, would you? Nope. Obviously, sex is going to be better with someone you have deeper connections with, and no, I do not make connections with people based on gender. Anyway, let me straighten a few things out for you guys. Just because I'm bisexual, like most people think, no, I'm not a dead set for a threesome. I've never had a sexually transmitted disease. I have a long-term girlfriend, but that does not make me a lesbian. And I don't like everyone I meet. I don't want everyone I meet. It doesn't happen that way. I want to talk to you about some of the myths of bisexuality. Some are ridiculous and kind of funny, and then some are frustrating and hurtful at the same time. So, first, reports suggest that bisexuality is more common in women than men, but that in no way means it's more common in women, because even researchers say that it's only reported that way because women feel more comfortable reporting or talking or even just accepting it, because we all know how it's viewed in society toward men. It's not as accepted as it is for the women. When you hear a bisexual woman, most guys are like, oh, that's hot. You know, I watch that kind of porn. Oh yeah. You know, girl on girl. That's awesome. Will you make out for me? No, it's not going to happen. Anyway, it's not viewed the same way it is for guys as it is for females. So yes, it is reported more commonly in women, but that's not all true. Anyway, let's see. Another myth. Okay. Includes pansexuality and bisexuality being the same thing. Okay, if you don't know, pansexuals refer to themselves as gender blind. That means they're attracted to anyone who identifies as anything, like transgender or anything else. Okay, gay, lesbian, whatever you identify as, pansexual is open to anything. You can call yourself a twig, and pansexuals won't have any objection toward it. They still consider themselves attracted. Anyway, identifying as bisexual doesn't mean I can never be attracted to a different gender, like transgender. It just means I haven't had that experience yet, and I don't feel the need to sit down and think about it and change my label. Anyway, the biggest myth of all of them has to be the, oh, you're just confused, you're going through a stage. And yes, a lot of people do go through that time when they start to question their sexuality, and they start to really think about what they want in a relationship or even in who they just want to bone. You may sorry. You may experiment, but come out of it thinking, I think I'm straight. And if you do, fair enough, good for you. But when you come out as bisexual, it's really common to be met with denial, like, oh, it's a phase, or no, you're not, or there's no such thing, you're actually gay. Like, no, it sucks. Like, it takes a lot to decide to be open and to be told you're wrong about yourself and that someone knows better than your own, knows you better than you do your own self. It's hurtful. So I found an amazing YouTube video by Lesbian Answers on bisexuality. I think everybody should hear it, so I'm going to read it off for you guys. Some people don't believe that bisexuality exists. Some say it's just a trend. Like, excuse me, are we in the Stone Ages? Does love fit in a box? Do you also believe that you can only like one type of person? Or let me see, maybe you don't understand bisexuality, and not understanding something means it must be wrong. Or how about you knew this one girl who partied a lot and made out with a lot of chicks and then claimed to be bisexual, but ended up marrying a man? Well, how unfortunate then for every single bisexual that is absolutely legit. Girls that are confused and experimenting with their sexuality represent everybody that claims to be a bisexual? No. You know, it's this kind of thing that pisses me off. And I know that bisexuality is hard to understand, even with gay people. I've had plenty of conversations with lesbian and gays, and they think that for people that like both sexes, that eventually they'll decide down the road which one they want more. Okay, I'm sorry. Maybe I haven't been explaining it clear enough. So let me try to explain it again. If you like men and you like women, and at one point in your life you fall in love with man or woman, that does not mean that from that point on you can't be attracted to the other sex. How does that not make sense? When you fall in love, that isn't you choosing which gender that you like more. For straight and gay people, when you fall in love, does that mean that you don't ever think anyone else in the world is good looking or has great qualities? Like, does it mean you're never attracted to anyone else ever? How is this something that people are still struggling with? I mean, I get it. I get that there are those people out there that are confused about their sexuality, and it is easiest to claim bisexual at that point. But people confuse attraction with what they truly desire, and we can't base our opinions off of what we saw in high school. And also, it's okay to change your mind. It's like once we title ourselves, it's forbidden to remove that cap and put on another one. Everybody's figuring out who they are. We may be wrong about ourselves, and we don't need other people trying to tell us before we even know. It scares people that love can have no boundaries, and it scares people to not see a clear, defined line and definition for everything. Well, we gotta deal with it. It's 2013. Let's just open up our minds a little bit. And for the other bisexuals out there in the world, know that there is that love, appreciation, and respect for us. Love is love. Stop trying to figure it out. Anyway, that's our sexuality segment for today. Thanks for listening. Tune in after the break for some relationship talk. This is Lady Boss, and you're listening to radio.dominican.edu.
When I was in the third grade, I thought that I was gay, cause I could draw. My uncle was, and I kept my room straight. I told my mom, tears rushing down my face. She's like, Ben, you've loved girls since before pre-K. Trippin'. Yeah, I guess she had a point, didn't she? Bunch of stereotypes all in my head. I remember doing the math, like, yeah, I'm good at Little League. A preconceived idea of what it all meant. But those that like the same sex had the characteristics. The right-wing conservatives think it's a decision. And you can be cured with some treatment and religion. Man-made rewiring of a predisposition playing God. Oh nah, here we go. America the brave still fears what we don't know. And God loves all his children. It's somehow forgotten, but we paraphrase a book written 3,500 years ago.
Bye-bye,
I don't know.
Bye-bye. And I can't change. Bye-bye. Even if I tried, even if I wanted to.
Gay, I would think hip-hop hates me. Have you read the YouTube comments lately? Man, that's gay, gets dropped on the daily. We become so numb to what we're saying. A culture founded from oppression. Yeah, we don't have acceptance for them. Call each other faggots behind the keys of a message board. A word rooted in hate, yet our genre still ignores it. Gay is synonymous with the lesser. It's the same hate that's caused wars from religion. Gender to skin color, the complexion of your pigment. The same bite that led people to walkouts and sit-ins. It's human rights for everybody, there is no difference. Live on and be yourself. When I was at church, they taught me something else. If you preach hate at the service, those words aren't anointed. That holy water that you soak in has been poisoned. When everyone else is more comfortable remaining voiceless rather than fighting for humans that have had their rights stolen. I might not be the same, but that's not important. No freedom till we're equal. Damn right I support it. Don't press pause. Progress march on. With the veil over our eyes, we turn our back on the cause. Till the day that my uncles can be united by law. When kids aren't walking around the hallway plagued by pain in their heart. A world so hateful some would rather die than be who they are. And a certificate on paper isn't gonna solve it all, but it's a damn good place to start. No law is gonna change us. We have to change us. Whatever God you believe in, we come from the same one. Strip away the fear, underneath it's all the same love. About time that we raised up.
And I can't change. Even if I tried, even if I wanted to. And I can't change. Even if I tried, even if I wanted to. My love, my love.
We're back with Real Talk. This is Lady Boss. That was Macklemore's Same Love. Everybody should listen to that, read those lyrics. It's a beautiful song. It makes me love Macklemore that much more. Anyway, next on our agenda, we have commitment. We're going to get a little sticky with some relationship talk. Notice I said talk. It's because I don't want to say advice. I'm still figuring my relationship out, and I don't want to give any false advice that's going to get any of you in trouble. So I'm just going to let you listen to a couple of my situations that you might be able to relate with. Okay, first, yes, I am a female with a female. And yes, it's different. And yes, I have been with males. Let me give you a little background on my relationship first. I met my girlfriend sophomore year of high school in our history class. We had, that's how we originally met, and I would bully her just playfully though, and we would just talk in class, and that was pretty much the extent of our friendship. It was just a classship friendship, you know, classroom friendship. Anyway, so after senior year, it was my second semester, I decided to come out of the closet. When I did that, I decided to look for my fellow LGBT community, and I wanted to have that person I could confide in, you know, that was going through the same thing or had been through the same thing I had. And I found my girlfriend, who at that time was the biggest outed lesbian in high school. We started talking again through just because of that, and we became really good friends. We started becoming so close with each other, and I would confide with her with all my problems, and she was always there. And eventually, like, we started dating, and we were dating other people, though. I was dating one of my guy best friends at the same time also, along with her. I was just, you know, playing the field. Anyway, as our relationship went on, I finally decided, you know what? I don't want to see other people. I want to be committed to you. And so I told her, and to my surprise, I find out that she has been in an on and off relationship for the past 4 years, since her freshman year of high school. She had been it wasn't really a relationship. We both wouldn't be able to call it that, because the girl she was with refused to come out of the closet. She didn't want anybody to know. She didn't want her friends to know. And she was basically ashamed of my girlfriend. She didn't want anybody to know that they were dating. She wouldn't let anybody see them together. And when I had brought that up to her, that I wanted to be committed, she was like, well, I don't know what to do. I love this person, but I can't be with her. And of course, I want this girl, you know, I'm going to tell her, you know, well, you don't deserve that. You don't need that. Just dump her. You're going to find someone better. Me. just kidding. Anyway. So I told her, you know what? Just dump her. You don't need that. Get away from that. And so she did. And we started dating, and we have been dating ever since. That summer, we decided, we were going to do whatever the hell we wanted. We traveled, we went to concerts, we did basically everything we could think of. It was honestly the best summer of my life. And after that, I had already been committed to this school, Dominican University, and we didn't know what to do. We wanted to be together. We wanted to stay together. We were pretty invested in our relationship at that time. And so she decided, you know what? All right, I will make it easier for the both of us, and I'll move up to Santa Cruz, where my cousins live. And instead of a 7-hour drive back to Southern California, where we're originally from, where we went to high school, instead of a 7-hour drive, it would only be a 2-hour drive. And even though it doesn't sound like it, it was still a long distance relationship, because we were both freshmen in college. Neither of us had cars. We had to take two buses and a train. It was a 5-hour trip to get to each other, and we only got to make that once every so often. So it was definitely a long distance relationship. We didn't get to see each other very often. We would go months on ends, but we did stick it out. And after the year was over, we were thinking, I went back home for the summer, and she was still in Santa Cruz, and it was time for her to move out, because she had been living with her cousins for that whole year, and we were debating on what to do. So we pulled the classic U-Haul lesbian move. If you don't know what that is, it's when lesbians meet each other, they date for a couple months, and they decide to move in together right away. this, I think this happens because it's really hard for a lesbian or any, just a female, to find another female that they get along with, that they're attracted to. It's hard to find a companion in a female. So once a lesbian does, once a gay girl does, bisexual, whatever it is, when you find another companion, it's easy to just jump right into it because you feel like it's not going to happen again. And so that's what a lot of people do. Anyway, I'm not saying that's what happened with me and my girlfriend. We had dated for a year before we moved in together, more than actually. But when we did move in together, it was nothing like I ever expected. This has been a crazy transition for me. I've never lived with a significant other before. And this is an experience of a lifetime. It's good, but it definitely has a lot of bad that maybe some of you can relate to. We get in fights over the dumbest things. Like, there are so many emotions going on because we are two females in a relationship. And not only because of that, we are two females. We live in the same house. Not only that, we have five other roommates. Yeah, there are seven of us, all female, in one 3-bedroom apartment. So it gets crazy. Emotions are always flying everywhere. The house is always crazy. Someone is always on their period. It gets wild in there. Anyway, with me and my girlfriend, we're always butting heads. We both always want to be right. We're female. It's in our nature. We always want to be right. Come on. So it's just ridiculous, some of the things that tear us down, that we go through, the things we fight about. We've fought over how to cook dinner. I was telling my coach earlier, she was asking me how me and my relationship was going, and I told her, we're just fighting over the dumbest things, like how to cook dinner. And we were fighting over why are you defrosting the chicken that way? What are you doing? That's not how you defrost chicken. She put it under the water, just straight under the water. And I'm like, no, you need to leave it in the plastic. What are you doing? What are you thinking? Like, that's going to make the chicken rubbery. What the hell are you doing? You don't know how to cook. Why are you saying that? Like, and we get in fights over the dumbest things. We've also gotten in fight. Okay. I don't know why, but I feel like it's because part of us, we like to have arguments because we live together. We have to have something to spice up a relationship. It would be so boring if we were just happy all the time and just la-di-da-di-da. That'd be so lame. So we do. I think part of me likes to fight. Anyway, let me tell you about this one other little fight. There's this app called Snapchat. It's where you send your friends pictures or little videos for an allotted amount of time, and it disappears and you can never see it again. So it's already a sketchy app to begin with, because originally it was used to send nudes back and forth. That's not really what it's turned into now. It's kind of just for your friends now, but that's what it was originally. Most people used it for was to send nudes. Anyway, she got this Snapchat and it showed up on her phone, and I was looking at it, and it was from this girl, Megan. And I'm like, babe, who's Megan? Oh, my friend. Oh, where'd you meet Megan? Oh, in Santa Cruz. Oh, yeah, how'd you meet her? Like, why haven't you never told me about Megan? Who's this? What are you doing? Why is she Snapchatting you? How far has this gone? Like, how long has this been going on? When did you meet her? And just obviously, I blew up over nothing. And we got in this huge fight over that. She ended up sleeping on the couch because I was pissed. And there was just, every night we come back to each other and we either make up or we're too stubborn that night and we'll fix it in the morning. Usually, though, there are the goods. There are the good things, though, that go along with it, living together. Like, we get to go on dates. We went on the cutest date the other day. We just took a drive just because we wanted to. We just drove and we found some little beach area that was totally adorable. It was so much fun. We went out. We did a little picnic. It was great. And then when we're not fighting over cooking, we get to eat our meals together, candlelit. We get to cuddle every night when we go to sleep. I get to go to bed knowing I'm going to have someone there for me. There's obviously just as much good as there is bad. It's just the bad that sticks out the more, you know? Like, the sex is great. Oh, let's talk about sex. Like I mentioned earlier, yes, sex is much different with girls and guys. What I've noticed from my experience is that with a female, sex is more like making love. Females take it as a challenge. They take it as a challenge to please their lady. It's more fun for a girl to get another girl off than it is to get off. It's a challenge, and it makes sex so much more exciting and just all around fun. With heterosex, this of course is in my opinion, it's usually the male using his same technique over and over again in different positions and finishing before the female almost 90% of the time. Oh, that's another difference with the sex. Females can go multiple times for multiple hours, and I'm not kidding. It's with males, you're lucky to get 45 minutes out of them. that's just plain truth, you know? And I'm not saying heterosex isn't great, because males can definitely do things that females can't, like pick you up, for instance. And I would say penetration, but that's not entirely true, if you know what I mean. Anyway, back to relationships. I would say a huge key to a successful relationship is sex. Everyone needs sex in their relationship. They need to keep it spicy. You need to keep your partner attracted and interested, and you need to keep them, you know, coming back. It's literally amazing how much sex can change a relationship. Let's see. Me and my girlfriend, we had a dry spell of like a month, and once we did have intercourse, oh my God, our relationship changed so much. Within the next couple days, we were so much more lovey-dovey. We were cuddling more and asking each other, do you need this? And we were just so much more interacted with each other, and our relationship just improved so much. I don't know. I would recommend having regular sex every week, if not two times a week. Let's see. Yeah, that's pretty much all I have for relationships today. So when we get back, I'll have a little sports update for you. This is Lady Boss, and you're listening to radio.dominican.edu.
Just fell asleep.
Aww. Well, we got to go to the club. It's gonna be hot. Let's go.
All right.
You're driving.
Yeah, I'm driving.
It's good. Just surviving the game, man. I got some tricks in the back. My stable. My trick stallions. It's my stable. It's pearls, and booty pop. About to make it rain. Making it rain. I got $30 cash, making it rain. This is the song.
Shall we get it?
This is the song. This is it.
This is my song.
This is,
shall
yes.
We get it?
This is you?
Rock star, sex in the
Send my Twitter picture, mine and Naomi. Oh, wanna low, I used to holler at his homie. Oh, fucking now I'm about to ride him like a pony. Yeah. Okay, the poly, yo, come poly. He wanna fuck a bad dolly and pop molly. I hope your pockets got a motherfucking pot bolly. Or is it that you never bow? John Sally, he had the rose in the voice, the tone in his voice. Don't want a good girl, not hoes, it's his choice. Dick on H, pussy on W, mouth on open, ass on smother, yo, ass on a cover toe. L Magazine, vroom, 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 get gasoline. Could I be your wife? Nah, we got bang though. I got these niggas whipped. Call me the Django.
Hey, this is Lady Boss, back with your real talk. We're keeping the spicy sizzling. Up next, I've got a little sports clip for you. We're going to do the updates right now. We're going to start off with the top five power rankings in the NFL and why they're there. Let's see, Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos. They look like the clear-cut AFC favorite they were supposed to be, but we'll know in a three-week stretch from mid-November to early December if anybody else has a chance. That's when they have a Week 12 game at New England, sandwiched between Week 11 and 13 matchups with Kansas City. If you haven't noticed, Tom Brady's Patriots and Alex Smith's Chiefs are the only other two undefeated teams left in the conference. Until then, those teams will try to keep building momentum as they try to keep up with Denver's torrid pace. The Broncos have taken the first in the power rankings. They're averaging almost 45 points per game, and it's been a lot more than Peyton Manning. Their running game, special teams, and defense are contributing a load to the scoring. They keep attacking, and no opponent has had enough to attack back. In the number two slot, we have the Seattle Seahawks. They showed the championship fight of a Super Bowl favorite with their rally from 20-3 down in Houston to a stunning 23-20 victory. They can beat teams with both big blowouts and big comebacks. Taking number three, the New England Patriots. A lot of Tom Brady, a little bit of everything else. The defense has been playing well with when it counts, but now must overcome the loss of Vince Wilfork. They're kind of stuck here for a while until Seattle and Denver lose their edge. At number four, my personal favorite, the New Orleans Saints. Ow! Early, it was the improved defense under Rob Ryan, but lately it's been Drew Brees and the offense kicking it back into the highest gear we're used to under Sean Payton. These top four teams all hold a record of 4-0 right now. In fifth, we have the beloved San Francisco 49ers of this area. The Niners looked more like reigning NFC champs with their dismantling of the Rams, a team they couldn't beat last season. And now they've had extra time to heal up, head back home, and look to roll back above 500. The Niners have a chance of moving up if they stick with their true identity under Jim Harbaugh. Power running and hard-hitting defense are also critical to their success. Also, to throw it in, at number six, with a record of 4-0, the Kansas City Chiefs, barely missing the cut. Andy Reid has now gone 3-for-3 against the NFC East as part of his new team's perfect start. The formula is the same, a confident Alex Smith, a dynamic Jamal Charles, and a dominant defense. That's it for your NFL power ranking. Another sports news, as for NASCAR, fans are asking if it's officially a three-man chase. Ed Hinton claims it can't be official yet, but it's definitely an unofficial three-way battle. In fact, it's closer to two-way. As solidly as Kyle is running, he just hasn't had quite the oomph to show a lot of promise of standing in there toe-to-toe with Kenseth and Johnson. One place looms large, though, October 20th. That's Talladega. That, of course, is the plate race historically capable of changing any or everything. But if the top three can maintain their momentum going into Talladega and then come out of there relatively okay, then they're off and running with the three top spots. That's all I've got for you today with sports. We have another break coming up. You'll be listening to Rihanna's new song, Jump. And you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is Lady Boss. You're listening to Real Talk on radio.dominican.edu. So I'm getting ready to wrap up my show. Let's just do a little recap of what we talked about today. We started out with trends, like we will be doing every week. Today we talked about the new vape pens. You can check those out. The new Dance Yike. We talked about the Vine app. Everybody should go download that. That's a fun one. Phone booking, the complete stupidity, the Breaking Bad. Everybody should check that one out too. That's a great show. A little bit about technology, the iPhone, some fashion, some video games, the new trends, the music trends of trap. Everybody should check that out. That's a good genre to listen to. It's up and hot right now. And if you want to get familiar with that, you can check that out. We did talk about sexuality and bisexuality. Remember, love is love. Stop trying to figure it out. We did a lot of that today. And then we had relationship talk about mostly about me and my girlfriend, just giving an introduction. And to end it off, we had some sports clips. So let's remember, keep your relationship spicy. Take as long as possible to move in. keep the sex going. And as for sports, you guys can keep up with the NFL right now. Keep checking them out. See who's going to be in the top five next week. Hopefully the Saints will still be up there. Or for all of you guys, the 49ers. Anyway, that's about all I have for today's show. Thank you for listening. Remember, Wednesdays, 3 p.m. I am not on Thursdays. This was just a one-time deal because I got bumped back. So that's, again, Wednesdays, 3 p.m., Real Talk with Lady Boss. This is radio.dominican.edu. Thanks for listening.